What smells like shoe polish?
Be quiet. We have a promo to do. I'm Jeff Ferry, and this is my hetero podcast mate, Chris Durkach. We are the hosts of the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We break down the Kevin Smith films featuring Jay and Silent Bob 1 minute at a time, starting with Clerks.
I have a hockey game at 12.
Chris, please. So if you've ever worked a dead-end job behind the counter, discussing Star Wars while slinging coffee, nudie mags, and cigarettes...
Cancer merchant! Cancer merchant!
Settle down! Or if you ever leaned outside a convenience store, secretly hated all your customers, or closed your place of business to attend a funeral, you should join us at Jay and Silent Bob Minute on DuelingGenre.com as we discuss the Milkmaids, Berserkers, and the significance of the number 37.
In a row?
Come for the Clerks and stay for the rest of the Jay and Silent Bob Minute fun. Right, Chris?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Dueling Genre.
Welcome back to another Rocky... No, there's not another in there. Could have been another. There's not another in mine. Let's start again. Don't put that in the thing.
Oh, it's going in.
Oh. Welcome back to another...
Take three.
Welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast that analyzes the movie Rocky 1 minute at a time. I am Jason Haynes, as you can tell from the intro.
I'm Doug Greenberg.
And today we have back for the fourth day, Thursday, the third day, Friends reference. covering minute 114 with us today is Jeff and Chris again. Jeff, Chris, you are here, aren't you?
We're here. I'm here. I don't know about Jeff.
So okay. Well, I mean, it's only been a week. I've told you to go first every time. You still haven't done it.
I went first, and then you laughed at me when I went first.
Maybe you guys will put it all together for next season. Of
Unlikely. It's been two full seasons of our podcast that we haven't put together yet.
I doubt it. It's no fun putting it together.
At least we're not the only ones that are a complete train wreck.
All right. So Jeff and Chris are here, and today we're going to knock out minute 114, which begins with Rocky trying to get to his feet and ends with Apollo saying he's okay. Well, he actually be Apollo saying, I'm okay?
Yeah. Well,
Apollo saying he's okay.
No, I'm okay.
Apollo saying, I'm okay, quotation marks. I'm okay.
Someone's okay.
All right, so here we are. Rocky is down.
Yeah, we did, over on Slycast, we did the top five Stallone moments one time, and this was my number one Stallone moment, was this section of the fight.
When he gets up?
My number one is him getting up, but my actual favorite moment is Apollo's reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people's... Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, it's awesome that he gets up and he does the, like, come on, come on. But just to watch the other guy be like, oh my God, like, come on.
He turns around, his arms are still in the air, and he kind of like slowly brings them down.
But we do, a lot happens before that, though.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, let's everybody just relax, all right? We settled down.
You're the one that fast-forwarded to second 30.
Oh, I got caught up in things, man. I want to see how it ends.
All right, so Rocky's down. Mike is yelling something as Rocky tries to get on all fours.
Well, we have Adrian first. Adrian's...
But nothing happens.
We mean nothing happens.
She just walks out.
All right, well, we're analyzing 1 minute at a time. We got to analyze the walkout.
She takes three steps.
She takes three steps. All right, now you were saying Mike's yelling.
But they're not really even in a direction. It's like to the side, to the left.
Now, when they cut to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
I think I was going to say the same thing. When they cut away from her and to him starting to get up, that's the first scene that they show that looks like an actual boxing match, where the camera's just outside the ring and the guy's right down at the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's Garrett Brown. They shot round 1, 2, 14, and 15. They shot all four of those rounds twice, once with Garrett Brown on the outside of the ring and once with him inside doing like the over-the-shoulder shots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah. Garrett Brown is a steady cam.
Okay.
So Adrian looks concerned.
She seems moderately concerned about her boyfriend, who looks like he's been hit by a train.
I know. Do you think that's like...
She looks away, right? Because she does...
Well, no, that's after he gets up.
Wait. No. Wait. So he's...
No, while he's trying to get up,
Yeah, he's trying to get up, right? Mike's tell him to get up. Adrian turns her head away. She looks down, then she looks backwards. She's looking away.
Yeah, she's panicking.
She thinks it's the end, like, fight's over. Or does she see the blood on her shirt?
She sees the blood on her shirt. She sees him beat up. If you went home tonight and your wife was in the kitchen looking like this, wouldn't you look away for a second? Be like,
yeah, I would look away to the dinner table to make sure it was there.
So she sees the man she loves all busted up, and she's concerned. She doesn't want to see it, making her upset.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Rocky's reaching for the ropes and trying to pull himself up as the ref counts to 5 and 6.
But this first Apollo, we're going to get to another Apollo look in a second, but this first Apollo look is like before he, you know, what happens in the next one is you can look on his face and he's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, when he just starts to lower his arms the first time where oh, come on, he can't be getting up. He's got to count this. He's got to give this guy a standing 10.
He does it. The way he lowers his arms, it's like kind of slow.
Slowly brings
him down like, oh, no.
Like, look at this mother.
You know, we give Rocky all the credit for going the 15 rounds in his fight, but I guarantee you that Apollo Creed has never been to 15 rounds in any of his fights either.
It doesn't.
He's doing a lot of punching through them 15 rounds, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're supposed to believe, basically, he's kind of like, he's supposed to be Ali, basically. Mm-hmm. And Ali only had, at least in the early part of his career, only had a few fights go the distance or go late.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference is when he fought his Wepner fight, which this is either based on or stolen from, depending on who you talk to. I mean, his Wepner fight was way late in his career. Like, it's not like you're led to believe Apollo stole the top of his game right here. Yeah, not that he's some has-been. Like, when he fights Drago, that's when he's, like, doing his Wepner fight.
Yeah, over the hill.
He fights who?
Oh, we can't bring up Drago?
I'm sorry. You don't know who that is?
I don't know who that is. Sounds like a Russian name to me.
I'd like to give a little credit to Apollo in this. I mean, this is the hardest fight of his life, and he's still in it as well.
But you would expect Apollo to be able to go 15 rounds in a fight.
Yeah, and I'm sure he has the conditioning and he can go. I just think he's never come up against somebody like this that's, no matter what he does to them,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No matter how bad they're beaten, it's just like, oh, this guy, this mother effer's getting up again.
He's coming back.
Like, what do I need to do to put this guy down?
There's no other way to capture what Apollo's thinking right now without using mother effer.
There's just not, because that's the only word that's coming to my mind. Like, you had done that to somebody and you turn around and they're getting up, you're just like, what can I do?
That's it. You're just either going to say, like, are you, this is motherfucker getting up? Or like, look at this motherfucker. Or like, you got to be motherfucking kidding me. This guy's getting up. There's no way to capture the feeling without using the word. I'm sorry. You're going to have to do a lot of bleeping and censoring on this part, but that's the only way to describe
it. You can almost hear Sam Jackson in the back of your head.
Handy. Is there any more you want to just throw in there?
So we assume that's what's going through Apollo's head. So when it goes to, like, 3 seconds later, what's going through Adrian's head as she does the eye close?
She's like, this motherfucker's getting his ass kicked.
I think she's a genie and does some kind of magic spell right there with her eyes closed and gets him up off the ground.
Oh, yeah. She willed him up.
Yeah.
As much as we're now teasing her about it, I do like that scene of just, like,
mm-hmm.
that's, like, her, I think, like, stealing herself to be like, all right. Yeah. I don't want any part of this. Crap. I have to accept that this is just him. I'm going to have to try to watch this.
Yeah.
She's close her eyes. She's like, I can't believe I'm dating this motherfucker. Like, this motherfucker is going to have a concussion. He's not going to remember me tomorrow. I'm not going to deal with this fucking potato head for the rest of my motherfucking life.
Or is she thinking, like, how am I going to ever win an argument against this guy? Is he always going to be like this? Where, like, he just,
I can't wait to hear the beeps of this
he
episode.
Never backs down.
Everybody else said motherfucker.
This motherfucker's gonna have CTE in the future. He's gonna fucking kill himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, here's the best part. Spoiler alert. He outlives all these motherfuckers.
Did you just call him a potato head?
He definitely called him a potato head.
You know when you say a joke a few times and it stops being funny, but then you keep going and it becomes funny
push
again?
On, yeah.
Oh, man. That was that right there. Oh, God. I right. can't breathe.
So Adrian closes her eyes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Adrian does her eye close. And when she opens her eyes just in time to see probably if this was a real boxing match, would be the most iconic moment in boxing for like 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of him getting up and shaking his gloves at him, going, come on.
Yeah.
But hold on a second, though.
He gets up at the 8 count.
No, no, no. Wait. I want to talk about Adrian for one more second. She closes her eyes, right? Like, minute... So, second, like, 19, her eyes are closed, right? She doesn't want to look. She's portraying, like, she sees him getting beat up. He's on the ground. He's getting up slowly. She closes her eyes. Like, she doesn't want to see this happening. But then she opens them, like, real slow. And it's kind of, like, almost like... as Rocky's getting his strength as he's getting up, she's kind of almost, like, mustering up the strength that she's going to watch it now. Like, she's going to be here for him. Like we just said before, we were joking around before with a lot of MFers, but, like, this is her life now. But she's realizing now that this is her life and that if she's going to be part of this man's life, that she has to be there for him and watch this and support him. She can't sit in the locker room and not be out there.
Right.
And she opens her eyes, and now she's there. Rock is there. Everything's coming together. He could win this fight. This motherfucker could win the goddamn fight.
First, he's got to survive the fight.
Yeah.
The only person who doesn't believe he could win the fight right now is Bill Conti.
Loser.
Yeah, I think this might be the moment where Apollo realizes he might lose this fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at this beast I'm fighting. But he does the come on hands.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on.
Apollo can't. And by then, yeah, Apollo's already got his arms down, and he does like his head goes down, like
yeah. Yeah, and he just kind of like walks over to Rocky. It's like, all right, if we gotta go.
But the head going down though. I wanna. We talked about this. This is what I was looking up before. I have this like obsession with like reading about like Navy SEALs and what it takes to be a Navy SEAL and yeah, how tough they are and what they go through, whatever. And there's this guy that I always used to watch. David Goggins is his name. And he was like a Navy SEAL. He's like an ultra marathoner. He runs 100 miles at a time. He held the record once for amount of pull-ups in a row. And he's just like this badass like guy. And he does these motivational speeches now. And I watch him all the time. And he's always just like, he's all about just like never giving up. And when you've hit the absolute end, you keep going and you keep pushing forward and you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. Like he's one of those type of people, like, you know, that none of us can relate to. But the funny thing was, I was working one night and I was watching David Goggins YouTube, like a motivational interview he had. And I was watching the whole thing and I was kind of just like dozing off a little. It was like a boring little job and I was kind of like not into it. And then all of a sudden I get to this part. He was talking through his whole thing about, he calls something like stealing people's souls. Like when he was in training to be a Navy SEAL, the instructors always try to break you down. And he said he always tried to hang in there and be as tough as possible and fight through it. And because he wanted to steal their soul from them. So they would so instead of them breaking him down, he was actually breaking them down to the point where they're like, you know, like, I can't believe this motherfucker is still standing. Like, and that was his thing. And he always called it like stealing people's souls. Like, and he always talked about how he was bullied as a kid and his whole life became this like soul stealing. Like, he wanted to steal your soul. So I'm listening to this David Goggins interview and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden he gets to this part and it just obviously piqued my interest. But he talks about one of the movies that he relates his life to was Rocky, not Rocky, but he specifically mentions round 14. And he says round 14 was the round where Rocky was knocked down. He was beat up. He was on the ground. Everybody was telling him to stay down. And he's like, that's like life when you're beat up and you can't go on anymore. And everybody all around you is like, oh, just give up. You know, you don't do this anymore. That's the moment where you have to, you know, get up and muster up everything you got to keep fighting. But he talks about the round 14 and he says that round 14 of Rocky, Paul's beating the shit out of Rocky. Rocky's on the corner. Mickey is telling him stay down. But Rocky didn't listen to any of that. And you know, that's what you have to do in life is what he's saying. You can't listen to what's going on around you. So Rocky didn't listen to anything anybody was saying, stay down or whatever. And he says he musters up the power to get back up. And then he says when he gets back up, when they pan over to Apollo, which is this scene right here, and Apollo puts his head down, he goes, at that moment, Rocky stole Apollo's soul. Like Apollo, you know, should have won this fight, should have knocked him out a long time ago, but Rocky's still here, and you could see like Apollo's soul leave his body when he puts his head down and he's like, you know, he cannot believe it. And Rocky comes back and, you know, and fights back. And he's, you know, David Goggins just compared to, like, this is what one of the things he modeled his life after. And this is, like, one of the most, they call him, like, he's the most badass man on the planet. and he modeled his life after a fictional, you know, character. And but it wasn't the thing that caught my, like, it wasn't just like he wasn't, it wasn't about the movie Rocky, it was about this moment, like round 14, Rocky, the knockdown in Apollo's face. And from that he you know, runs 100-mile marathons. Some marathon, 100-mile races.
Yeah, he does that and we started a podcast.
Right.
We're the same.
We're pushing same. Through. We're pushing through.
Yeah, we made it all the way to the end of one.
Every time Doug reads from the script, it steals my soul a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't get any script reading yet.
What's going on there?
Unfortunately, I don't think there is any.
Oh, I was looking forward to it.
I know. So was I. I went to steal Jay's soul. I was going to say, you know, before you stole that joke, I was going to say that when I told my wife I was starting a podcast, I stole her soul.
No, no, you stole her, you're her soul in the boathouse one day across the room.
Del Mar, New Jersey.
That's where they met, as the joke. So Rocky gets up. Apollo obviously cannot believe that this man had just got up.
Yeah, so, all right, so yeah. Apollo does like a kind of a slow walk over to Rocky.
He does, like, the head tapping right. thing again that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
At this point, he may just be trying to stay conscious.
So he takes a pretty big right there, and Rocky drills him twice in the ribs with a left.
Yeah.
And then
at this point, they could have paused it and went back to when he said, "You're breaking the ribs into meat, Rock."
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what that was.
It's the payoff from that moment.
Yes, he's breaking the ribs.
But they show the same. They show it happen again, which makes it look like he was punched four times. But in reality, it was the same shot, just shot with two different cameras.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only two punches.
Yeah, but we're led to believe that it's four. Four devastating punches.
But if you've ever seen anybody who's hurt their ribs, they're standing just the way the Apollo is standing. Yeah. With the arm down like that.
He sells it. He sells it.
You know, I cracked a rib one time after I went through Burger King's drive-thru. I tried to lean over with the sodas and put them on the passenger side floor with the armrest down and cracked the rib.
Oh, what a man you are. We just had a 10-minute story about a Navy SEAL running 100 miles and you got hurt at Burger King drive-thru.
And trying to put the sodas on the floor with my armrest down, I cracked my... I couldn't breathe. I was hurting for days.
That's the life of a podcaster.
Oh, my God.
I'm fragile. So breaking the ribs,
So Apollo gets helped over to his corner, and the ref asks if he's okay.
Apollo's having trouble here.
Now, hold on. After the bell rings, stop right there.
I want to know, in the history of boxing, whenever the ref walks over and asks the fighter if they're okay, if they're ever like, no, you better end it.
No, help me.
When it shows that wide shot of the ring again, with after the bell ring, you see Garrett Brown in the background again with the Steadicam and his body brace.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. More enlightening Garrett Brown talk.
No.
More Where's Waldo with Garrett Brown and his little assistant running around with him.
It appears as though that's the end of my notes.
Well, Apollo sits down. Some guy starts massaging his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Duke's talking. The ref asks if he's all right. And that's it. And then
I do have a question. Yeah. The guy who's following Garrett Brown around, did they wash his shirt with the robes?
Because he's got a pink shirt on also. It sure does.
There's also the guy sitting with a pink shirt on, a sweater on, with a white collared shirt underneath it.
Was pink a hot ticket?
It must have been, man.
Not that I can remember.
You remember 1975?
Yeah, not that I remember 1975, but like even through like the 80s, pink wasn't a color to, you know, even when wrestlers, here we go again with my wrestler reference, would come out in pink, they were hated. Adrian Adonis, you know, they didn't like the guys in the pink.
About Bret Hart, about the Hart Foundation.
Bret Hart.
Oh, you don't try to go wrestling knowledge on me, son. Yeah.
This is true. This is true.
He threw it right back in your face.
The pink and black attack.
Hang your head in shame. Jay, you're really studying that there.
No, I was just looking for some things, but it looks like it's a rap ski.
All right. Thus ends Jeff's favorite moment of the movie.
Oh, it's just the greatest moment in cinema history.
When we had Jeff Hewlett on a couple weeks ago, he thought that he was the last one. I said, no, Jeff very specifically requested some of the fight moments. So
yeah, he was pretty happy that he got the art museum steps.
Yeah, he was very thrilled about that.
Yeah,
now what the hell does he know? He does a Star Trek podcast, for God's sake.
Yeah, he may have even mentioned that he got the best moment out of all the Sly Cast guys.
He doesn't know anything. He knows nothing.
Well, Craig got the first training moments. He got the egg drinking and that painful run that Rocky does up the steps.
Mm. Which I watched this the other day, and the egg moment almost made me throw up.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Dude.
It is disgusting.
Dude, Jake from Dark Knight Minute, they did some Bruce Wayne hangover cure challenge. And he dared me to do the Rocky egg challenge at the end of the show.
No.
Oh, Chris, we could have done the Burbs challenge. We could have had somebody eat a whole tin of sardines and crackers.
Oh,
listen, I can win that one. I can win that one.
Oh, would you do the Rocky challenge? Never. 5 raw eggs?
Never.
No. I wouldn't do one raw
egg. I could probably do one raw egg, but because you could swallow just the one, but after the one disgusting egg goes down.
Oh, my God. You see his throat move for every one. Oh, yeah. I was gagging.
I don't know, man. Maybe you could get through it. You hold your nose and just...
No.
I could.
I don't know. Is there money on the line? If there's money on the line, I can do it.
Listen, if I get sunny side up eggs and there's white that's not all the way cooked, I get sick.
Oh, right, do you?
You know, yeah, I can't even eat that.
Oh, I'm sorry, there'd sunflower.
There would be no way I could get through them eggs.
My egg's a little runny.
Nope, flip them over. I want them over easy. And if I gotta lean over, I might break my wrist.
My God!
And on that note, tell our fans where you can find where they can find you.
Jesus Christ! Don't try to blow out your larynx while you're telling them.
I guess I'll start with the Burbs Minute. If you go on, just Google Burbs Minute, and we'll pop up. You can find Burbs Minute. That's our first podcast, and then we did the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We just finished Clerks. Heading on to Mallrats. Well, we can find the Jay and Silent Bob Minute on doingjammer.com.
We can also find you doubled over in the Burger King drive-thru. waiting for an ambulance.
My daughter was in the car, too, and she laughed at me. She was like, what the heck happened to you? And, Jeff, you want to tell them about Slycast?
No.
Well, no. Just forget it, though.
Well, Slycast, we allegedly go through each one of Stallone's films one at a time. We are up to and getting ready to do The Specialist. We really are going to do it, I promise.
I don't think I've ever seen The Specialist.
I've never seen The Specialist. I'm on the show.
You better watch
it. But I'm specifically not watching it until like the night before we do it. So
it's fresh in your mind.
Yeah, that I can have that fresh, you know, Stallone, Sharon Stone right in my mind right before I do it. Listen, I'm the only one out of those bums that watched the stupid Sylvester Stallone porno, okay?
I know, they tricked you into that.
How was it?
What was it called? The Italian Stallion?
Well, that's what it got renamed. It was eventually a Party of Kitty and Studs, mm-hmm. Okay. Was the original name. Oh, it's horrific. You don't ever need to watch it.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip. I was actually kicking around the idea just as a joke, but...
Do you want to watch Stallone's butthole for like 5 minutes straight? Then watch it.
All right, never mind.
Ew.
All right, Jay, where can our fans find us?
You can find us at Rocky Minute on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at our listeners group, Mighty Mix. You can find us, you can email us at rockyminute@gmail.com on the World Wide Web. And you can find us on duelinggenre.com, our home away from home in the basement.
Like the Alamo.
Pee-wee's bike and my mother. See you guys tomorrow on another Rocky Minute.